One of the things I love about my wife is that she practices what I preach.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
I heard about a preacher who came upon some kids who had surrounded a scruffy-looking dog. He thought they might be hurting the dog, so he stopped and said, "What you guys doing?" One of the boys said, "This is a stray dog. We all want him, but only one of us can keep him. We've decided that whoever can tell the biggest lie gets to keep the dog." Well, the reverend said, "God doesn't want us to lie, boys. It's a sin. When I was your age, I never told a lie." There was dead silence. Then one of the kids said, "Okay, give him the dog." One of the most common accusations I hear against Christians is that we're hypocrites. We pretend to have it all together and don't. A stranger on a plane mentioned this to me on a flight recently. We got talking about Jesus and Christianity, and he said, "Why would I go to church? It's full of hypocrites." I loved his honesty and told him so. "Guilty as charged," I said. Then I asked, "How about you? Ever said you'd do something and not followed through? Broken a promise? Been something in private that you'd never be in public?" He laughed and nodded. I told him, "That's why I need a savior." Robert Redford was walking through a hotel lobby. A woman saw him and was so excited and followed him over to the elevator. "Are you the real Robert Redford?" As the elevator doors closed, Redford replied, "Only when I'm alone." All of us should be that honest. The truth is, we all have trouble being real, don't we? And the biggest hypocrite is the one who claims he isn't. The average Christian has ample character flaws. What? You're shocked. But yes, we do. The Bible teaches that we can only have a relationship with God by grace. Our moral efforts won't earn us salvation. It's a gift. We come to God not as we should be, but as we are. Which means that our churches are filled with broken people who've got a long way to go. We are in church precisely because we recognize our need for God. My wife and I were in Hong Kong where I was speaking to educators. We were walking through the Mong Kok market and a lady said, "You want copy watch?" I said, "What's a copy watch?" She took us into a little kiosk and showed us beautiful shiny watches. She said, "We have three kinds, fake, 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 and genuine fake." I probably shouldn't have, but I bought a genuine fake Rolex for next to nothing. It was worth every penny. Be honest. Are you fake or are you the real deal? Let's stop appearing to have it all together. Who are we trying to fool anyway? Let's start by telling our friends that we're not as bad as they think. We're worse. In the book, To Be Perfectly Honest, I admit that I battle judgmentalism, greed, and covetousness. Some have not appreciated this, but I routinely fall short. Let's admit it. Be real. Often parents fake their faith. But when we appear genuine in public and are something else at home, our children learn. They'll do the same. On the other hand, when we're honest about our own brokenness, when we stop pointing out the sins of others and give thanks to God for forgiving the likes of us, our children learn to do the same. They are changed. Authenticity leaves us liberated, truly free to live in the joy God intended for us. Be who you is, because if you ain't who you is who you ain't. In Luke 6, Jesus says, it's who you are, not what you say and do that counts. Your true being brims over into true words and deeds. If we don't work our words into our lives, we're like a carpenter who builds a house but skips the foundation. Be real. You'll build something that lasts. Unlike this genuine fake watch, I've been late for appointments since it stopped last Tuesday.
We kick off this new year, we can't help but start with a huge thank you for your incredible support during the Laugh Against calendar year-end campaign last month. Your prayers and generosity help bring smiles to frowning faces and hope to lost souls. This ministry would not and could not exist without you. So on behalf of the whole team here at Laugh Again, thank you and Happy New Year. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.